Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another Norm at Night. I'm back here at 11 o'clock and I'm feeling kind of blue tonight. I thought I'd let that introduction play a little bit longer. Martha Coker's conceded. The liberal lion seats now in the hands of the Republicans. Guy votes for health care in the Massachusetts Senate. State Senate, and now he's going to filibuster health care for the whole country. At least that's what he says. President of the United States goes down there. Bill Clinton goes down there. They campaign for this woman. I don't know if she ran a good campaign or a bad campaign. I don't really care. What I care about is the Senate of the United States can now become undemocratic again. Majority of the United States senators want to vote for something, but a single senator can block it by simply talking it to death. What do you think? Give us a call, 347-945-6713. You'll be on the air with Norm. You can tell the country what you think about the whole thing. Whose fault was it? Why haven't we been able to pass this health care bill? Professor Obama, I hope you sleep well in the White House tonight. You and Michelle can go outside and tend the garden this summer. I'm not a whole lot of sure what it could come out of this whole thing. All I know is the liberal lion seat is now in the hands of the Republicans. I'm crushed. I just want it to be 11:30 so I can get off the air. I just want to go feel bad about this. What do you think? Give me a call. 347-945-6713. Come into the chat room. Let me go see who's in the chat room. I'm not even 100% positive. Hey, we got some people in the chat room. What are your thoughts, folks? Whose fault is it that Ted Kennedy's seat now belongs to the party of no? I don't know the answer. I don't know if anybody knows the answer. I keep getting these stipes, but I'm not 100% sure where they're coming from. Ah, here we go. Here's a caller. He just puts it right on the line. Quote, she was a dumbass. You can't say fuck you to the voters and think you deserve to be given an office. Americans may be dumb, but they never want to be told what to do. And they were expected to just appoint her senator because she's a Democrat. She deserved to lose. Do you think that? 347-945-6713 is the number. Oh, and it wasn't Kennedy's seat. It was the Senate seat for the people of Massachusetts. It was the seat held by the liberal lion of the Senate. Ironic, almost, that they became so content that they gave away a seat that really was just taken for granted. Oh, my Lord, the lady can't even spell Massachusetts right, according to one of my Skypers. I don't really know. I don't really care. All I know is it's time to get some guts. The president of the United States, you know what? They want to filibuster it. Let them. Let them. Make them do it. Make them bring the country to a screeching halt. And as long as they want to talk, let them talk. But don't do anything else until they stop talking and we have a vote. Americans deserve a vote. There's a lot of other Senate seats out there that belong to the people of their states. Anyway, let me go back to my switchboard, see if I got any callers here. I don't. The number's 347-945-6713. Let's talk about this president. Why is it his fault? He's the leader of this party. He let this party go to hell. Oh, I gotta call revolutions the only answer. They don't even make them filibuster. They just threaten by declaring one. It's absurd. That's absolutely right. Make them filibuster. And while they're filibustering in the Senate, go across this country, Mr. President, and point it out to everybody. Point out the absurdity of what they're doing. I've had enough. I've had enough. And if the Senate can do nothing else, the Senate can do nothing else. Put this bill in conference. Hammer it out. Make them filibuster with no bathroom breaks. And that's a pretty funny thing. My understanding of the bill is once it starts, somebody has to keep talking all the time. What the Democrats have to do if a filibuster starts They have to have a quorum present in the Senate for the whole time. Because as soon as somebody stops talking, bang, the gavel goes down and you move to a vote. Make them talk 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and let the business of the country stop. Have some guts, Mr. Obama. Don't be just pretty TI. Don't just make, quote, professorial speeches. Go get dirty. Get your hands in the mud. Go out there and do something. Be Abraham Lincoln. Be Franklin Roosevelt. Don't just talk about them. Go out and do stuff. This is your fault. The supermajority crap. Read the Constitution of the United States. It doesn't exist anywhere. So the Republicans want to bring the government to a screeching halt? Bring the government to a screeching halt. We want to filibuster? Fine. We won't appropriate any money for Haiti until the filibuster is done. We won't appropriate any money for an army at war in two different places in the world until the filibuster is done. You want to talk? Talk, baby. But nothing's going to happen on a national level in this country until it stops. 97% of the people in Massachusetts have health care. Mandatory by law. Passed by this guy who's going to stop it for the rest of the country, voted for it in Massachusetts. The people's senator. He's not the people's senator. Yeah, liberals have no guts. I agree with my Skyper. Liberals, we have no guts. Well, it's time to get some. It's time to square right in the eye. Look at them and say, you want a filibuster? Filibuster. Nothing is happening. And just remember, women, oh, here's, liberals always get tooled by the Republicans. This is not Norm speaking. This is one of my chat room people. Democrats are always tooled by the Republican because the GOP plays dirty. Parentheses, they're Nazis. I don't know if I'd go that far, but they definitely play for keeps. We've got to do something. 347-945. So I got a caller coming in. Go ahead. You're on with Norm.
I've been on hold for a while here, dude.
Yeah, I've been on a little rant. I'm sorry.
I heard it.
So what do you think? What do you think about this woman losing that Senate race?
Well, I think that somebody should be at Ted Kennedy's grave and pour a bottle of vodka on it because that's the only thing that's going to keep him in there.
Yeah, maybe he technically can have a party in heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe in hell.
Wherever. You know. And I'm going to make a speculative early call.
Hey, hold on here. Somebody says, you don't think the Republicans are Nazis? Listen to a few hours of Glenn Beck.
Liebenthrum. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it's they should put him on the History Channel in between the Hitler movies, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a little touchy with me because I was helping somebody with a PowerPoint this afternoon, and there was, I can't think of the name of the Austrian concentration camp, but there were some pretty chilling pictures that this person took in Austria,
mm-hmm.
Osterreich, when they were there this summer. Excursion of some sort.
I've been to Dachau, so I know more or less.
Yeah, well, this one was, one of my callers out there, what was the name of the big concentration camp in Austria?
Most of them were in Poland and there were some.
This one was in Austria.
Germany. Yeah.
That's where the Stairs of Death were.
Oh, I don't recall the name.
Anybody out there know where the name of the concentration camp where the Stairs of Death were? There were these stairs that went up this mountain. Here we go, Mauthausen.
Okay.
Somebody came through with it. Thank you there, caller. But stairs went up this mountain, and they just kept getting steeper and steeper, and they kept making them until somebody fell, and then like a house of cards. If they got to the top, they had to walk over the edge and fall down into the valley. It was horrible.
Okay. Well.
Well. Anyway.
Yeah, I know. I'm just wondering where you're going because
I don't know where I'm going.
That didn't seem to have any correlation with this election. So.
No, I guess it didn't. It just was, let me see if I got anybody in the chat room.
Yeah, there were
non-audio Skypers. There's cults in the chat room. Okay, yeah.
I'm out on my patio having a smoke.
Out on the patio having a smoke. Is it dark? Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess it's
well,
dark.
Well, we're in between storms. We'll have a break for about an hour and another one will run.
What's the weather like out on the coast?
Oh, we've had some interesting weather. We had lightning, thunder, hail, heavy rain coming through. If I drive 50 miles from here, there's like a foot of snow.
Really?
But I don't get snow here. And the mountains, they could get...
Oh, my God, I got to call it then. Wait, I got to get this out. I got somebody coming in here and saying, you know, you should make one of those stairs for Congress and start the sons of bums marching up them right now.
Oh. Well, we do have some stairs. I mean, you know.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, I remember. Well, I remember when you and I went to the Capitol building. That's a pretty good hike to get up to the top of that thing.
yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So, anyway, here's my speculative call for...
Hey, I'm listening.
...for 2012. Scott Brown will be a nominee. I don't say he'll be the candidate, but they're going to look at him.
You think he's going to run for president?
They are going to look at him as a Tea Party victory, because that's the way they look at him right now.
Yeah, I guess. Brown.
Remember, these are the people. Remember, compare him to
that's
Obama.
Right. Obama was a state... You know what?
And with only, 2 years Senate experience, and we're going to have the same thing with this guy.
Oh, my God.
Nearly identical. Except that this guy is a reservist. He's a lieutenant colonel.
Yeah.
He's got military in him, too. So it's possible I mean, they won't have to groom them as much as Sarah Palin.
That's a real interesting idea. You heard it here first, folks. Regular caller, Colter Ray's home, says Scott Brown, Republican candidate for president in 2012.
Yep.
Following in the yin for Obama's yang, I guess.
Because he won right in the heart of liberal country. I mean, let's face it, you don't get any more liberal in Massachusetts.
And no, you don't.
So here you are. Well, I would say Vermont, maybe. But whatever.
Well, no, Vermont, they want to secede.
Mm. Well, I...
No, maybe that's New Hampshire.
No,
I get them all mixed up. Robert Byrd, he should be the first one on the stairs of death, according to one caller.
Oh, he's about as useful as a lawn ornament right now, you know.
Yeah, but at least he hasn't died and have some Republican win his seat.
what a fate for him if his final resting place, you know, if we have a Twilight Zone version of heaven, that he's a jockey holding a lantern. I mean, you know, I was just thinking reincarnation and karma.
We might not be in prime time anymore.
And put a little blackface on him, I mean, you know.
Oh, yes. Brown, Palin, Brown, a good pair to preside over the demise of America.
yes. Well,
oh, boy.
Well, the only thing, you know, there are some good things here. I mean, you were talking about filibusters and all that. And what I'm thinking, and I think a lot of people are thinking, is that Congress will certainly experience a lot more gridlock over the next 2 years. So I see things that I don't like, such as cap and trade and that kind of bullshit. I see that never getting anywhere. Other things... I know they'd love to do some type of gun control, but I don't think that'll even make the floor. So there are a lot of good things going on with that. Now,
health care, we'll see
what they get, you know. But you've got to remember the thing about Obama is this. He has not proven himself to be a liberal of any sort. He's a corporatist.
He's a what?
Don't you know what a corporatist is? Corporatism?
Oh, a corporatist.
Yes.
I don't even want to tell you what I said.
Well, the government works for the companies. That's what we've got.
I think he's just a big house.
Don't go there. No, he's a corporatist. In terms of his foreign policy, is nothing. He's in Bush's wake. Bush's boat went through, and Obama's following right behind him.
Yeah.
And the same thing is true in terms of the economy, Wall Street, his SEC nominations. He's got people lined up in the Justice Department that are actually attorneys that defended Bush's waterboarding. I mean, you wouldn't believe what's going on in that place. There's nothing liberal about this guy. I don't care what the hell he ran under and all the promises and all the yes we can bullshit. There's nothing liberal about him.
Hey, you're hearing it there, people. 347-945-6713. Hey, and don't forget, this Friday, the good old annual March for Life's coming up.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is it looks like pretense across the board for me, other than the speeches, you know. I just don't see a whole lot happening there. So, anyway, you know,
I just am so sad tonight.
What does the Who say?
I am so sad.
Remember that song now? We won't get fooled again.
Here comes a fool every God blessed time we have an election.
Yeah.
How can people vote for these guys?
Well, you know, when it's at the point now where, you know, it's nothing but media appearance.
Know who Kurt Schelling is.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
even I knew who he was.
You know, if you're getting everything, you know, it's all manufactured. It's not image. And what can I say? You know, I mean, Sarah Palin. How could anyone possibly vote for her? Yet look how popular she is.
Colin just came in. How can anybody vote for him? Because they're stupid.
Well, yeah.
I don't think it's that simple.
But there are also people who are just plain pissed off, and if you push that button, you know, and it's easy to find because there's a lot of them, just push the right buttons and you're going to get a crowd, you know. I don't see her coming back into politics. Possibly as a senator at some point. I can see her doing that, but I don't see her running for the presidency at all. I think she gave up the governorship, and now she's going to collect the bucks. She's doing her
thing. Oh, my God.
That's all she wants from this point on is the money. And if she gets enough of it, then she'll go for the Senate.
Well, that's all anybody in America seems to want, the money. But here's an interesting thing.
Mm.
We get situations like we have because once you destroy the educational system, once you promote rappers and athletes as role models, we've brought it all down on ourselves.
Yeah, well,
the giant Super Bowl.
Well, you'll have to tell me why we're paying university presidents, some of them close to $1 million salaries. You know what I mean?
We pay the football coaches millions of dollars.
I know, exactly. You know, so you want to raise my property taxes to pay for schools? And I used to think it was mostly California because we have the highest paid teachers in the country, but it's true all over. So now,
well, we got 2 minutes left here, folks. So if you got anything you want to say, get in the chat room.
I'm thinking, you know, how much education does a kid need to flip a burger?
I don't know.
You didn't want to hear that.
I don't know how much education a kid needs to want to flip a burger.
It's probably a machine that does it now anyway. I don't know. I haven't been.
Wait. College presidents get $1 million a year because they run a corporation of thousands of students and employees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm looking at the product. So, and you know.
In some states, the state university is the largest single employer.
Ah, factories, okay. Well,
educational factories, yeah.
Yeah, too bad we can't do recalls, but whatever. So, anyway.
Anyway, you know, I'm glad that I got people flooding in on my Skype line. I wish they would call in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I got 45 seconds, you know, and I'm going out of here with a little Irish tune. Hey, everybody. Everybody, I want to see y'all next week. Norm is back at 11. We're in the half-hour format. Pretty soon I'm going to go head-to-head with Jay Leno. And Leno, you're mine. But here we go. We're going out on the tune.
If you get a chance again, I'm Paul.
I sure will. And thanks for calling. We'll hear you next week.
Bye.
Okay, have a good evening.
All right, all the people out in the Skype room, in the chat room, thanks for joining me tonight. A little Irish music to celebrate Massachusetts' capitulation. I don't understand much of it.
Yeah. Thank you. Congress the job. They found out they put the shingles on the wrong building. Yeah, I get the point of that. Because he just has to be there to change. They're going to work. They want to work.
Mm-hmm.